You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals edition. As always, joined by Jen Langosch, MLB.com Cardinals beat writer. Jen, how you doing? How you enjoying the second half?
Oh, so far so good. It's funny, we spent most of the second half at home, so once again on the road again, and as you look forward to the rest of the Cardinals' schedule, a road-heavy schedule for them, so be a lot of traveling in my future, I guess.
Well, when I look at those Cardinals, you know, I'm seeing a team that's just amazingly consistent. I went and looked back for their Cardinals' last losing month, and I'm not going to quiz you because I know you'd get it right and just make me look bad for looking it up, but it was June 2012. I mean, that's a long time. The Washington Nationals, in that stretch of time, have had five different losing months. And the Cardinals, despite the roster changes, the injuries, tragic death of top prospect, you know, that just keep winning. It's just remarkable. I know it's sort of second nature in the Cardinals' DNA, but how much of that success do you think, Jen, comes from the fact that they've just created an organizational belief that, hey, we're going to win no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, and you look back at June 2012, and they were, I believe, only one game under 500 that month, so it was hardly even a losing month then. But, no, I mean, you make a good point that as players come up, and there has been a lot of up and down over the last few years in terms of, you know, young players being asked to come up and contribute. For whatever reason, they have created a culture where those players step in and produce right away. And it is pretty remarkable when you look at the names, again, looking back just those couple of years, of players who have contributed. I think that speaks very highly of what they've been able to do in the farm system to be able to cultivate a system that prepares these players to be ready. I think it speaks very highly of the job that Mike Matheny does. You know, I know there are a lot of people that question his in-game moves and strategy, but I don't think there's any questioning his ability to keep a clubhouse together and to foster an environment where young players can succeed alongside veteran players. And I mean, there's been no shortage of injuries, certainly this year, you look even last year and the year before for key players, and this team just keeps on winning. So up and down the organization, and then obviously the job that John Mozeliak does to piece together and kind of fill those holes, it has been remarkable. I think this is a run of consistency that's been hard to match, you know, not just in recent years, but even looking back, even further back. I mean, it's hard to find another team, again, recently that has done what the Cardinals have done over the last 4 years.
Well, you know, this is an era probably more so than any in baseball when we define success or failure in October in the three-tiered playoff system, four now, if you want to count the play-in game, the wild card game, and but when I look at this Cardinal team, I wonder how much motivation they will drive down the stretch from what they're doing in the regular season, as opposed to just kind of killing time to get to October. As we speak during this podcast, they have a 5.5 game lead over the Pirates in the Central. I know they really respect the Pirates. And then if you go back to the wild card, they have a 9-game cushion back to the Giants. To just get a playoff spot. They're on pace to win 103 games. That's only three short of their franchise record. Any chance that they could kind of be chasing that franchise history in September, and could that be something that kind of motivates them to just keep the pedal to the metal during, you know, all the way to the end?
Yeah, I mean, I think certainly, again, when you look at their schedule ahead, I think it's realistic to think that they could make a run toward that. Whether or not that's going to be something that's talked about, I would guess probably not. I do think that this is a club that will keep its pedal to the ground all the way through September. Now, you know, if you get to that last week and say they've clinched the Central Division, and if they've clinched home field advantage because of the lead they've filled at that point, you know, then I could see them kind of pulling back a little bit to rest and get ready for the postseason and set things up as they wish. But I think this club, when you look at the season they had, as terrific as it's been, they've played a lot of low-scoring close games, and I know that the thought inside the clubhouse is that playing those games now is only going to make this team more prepared for October. And, you know, don't get me wrong, this team has had a sour taste in its mouth the last few years in October, despite getting as deep as they have into the playoffs. You know, under Mike Matheny, they have yet to win a world championship. So, you know, there are goals there that they're very motivated toward. I think you also look at the players that they're probably going to get back in September in a Matt Adams, a John Jay, and a Matt Holliday. That's not a bad boost to get for the final month of the season. And, you know, getting those players some playing time, I think, is going to be a priority over that last month again to get them ready to maximize what they have in October.
Hey, I was going to start out asking you Matt Carpenter questions. I mean, it seems like he has had a huge turnaround and a big influence in how the Cardinals have played since the All-Star break. But Randall Grichuk, we always seem to be talking about him this year, too. You know, hero in their game on Tuesday night, or Wednesday night, rather, as we speak on Thursday. And that all-important Statcast average launch speed stat, still right there, 94.7 miles per hour, ranks him among the right now he's fourth in the major leagues in that among and third among players that have had put at least 100 balls in play, among the biggest sluggers in baseball, 6 home runs since the All-Star break. Just sort of scratching the surface, are we seeing kind of the potential of a guy who, you know, might put all of his stats alongside, you know, the guys like Mike Trout, Jock Peterson, Cespedes. I mean, the names on that list are pretty impressive. And what do you take from Randall Grichuk's hitting recently?
Yeah, and, you know, and to think he's still 23 years old. So when you talk about scratching the surface, I mean, this is a guy that we should probably be hearing more about in Rookie of the Year conversations. You know, I know all the hype has been around Chris Bryant, Jock Peterson, you know, those names. Randall Grichuk has maybe flown under the radar nationally, but certainly what he is doing here in St. Louis can't be overlooked. I mean, you look back to the point when they lost Matt Holliday the first time in early June. Randall Grichuk leads the team since that point in basically every offensive category. You're talking slugging, doubles, homers, RBI. His batting average has climbed up. That's, you know, attributed to better plate discipline, which he's showing, which really, if you're looking for holes in his game, it is still the strikeout, kind of that propensity to swing at pitches outside the zone. He's getting better in that area. He's drawing a few more walks, which we've seen the on-base percentage climb as a result. Special player, you know, and he's still, I think the Cardinals are still trying to find his fit in the lineup. We've seen him hit as high as first. We saw him hit as low as eighth earlier this week. So trying to find where to optimize his power. I mean, I think eventually he's going to settle somewhere in the middle of the lineup. His power would certainly suggest that he belongs there. But when you think back to that trade the Cardinals made a few years ago, the name that everybody talked about was the Cardinals were getting Peter Borges, the throw-in guy to some people's, you know, belief was Randall Grichuk. He was not at all a throw-in guy. And I think when we look at that trade and evaluate it many years down the road, we're going to look back and see that Randall Grichuk was the main piece of that deal that the Cardinals got in return.
Yeah, Mike Matheny told me a couple weeks ago it was just clear to him the first day he saw Grichuk on the backfields in Jupiter, how the ball jumped off his bat, and that this could really be a special type hitter. And, you know, it certainly seems like all the numbers and performances are going that way. We're in the early August. The trade deadline has passed. The Cardinals were active at the deadline, adding Brandon Moss and a couple of arms to the bullpen, Steve Cishek and Jonathan Broxton. I know John Mozeliak loved seeing Brandon Moss have a walk-off pinch hit in their weekend series against the Rockies. How about the bullpen? How has it been to start working Cishek and Broxton in? And also the status of Jordan Walden. Seems like he might be a little bit further away than people had thought to getting back in that bullpen mix.
Yeah, I mean, those additions have been key. And, you know, the Cardinals had initially thought that Jordan Walden was going to be back by the time the trade deadline came and went. You know, as July neared an end, it was obvious that he was not coming back anytime soon. And, you know, that's what led the Cardinals to not add just one bullpen arm, but then also go out and add Jonathan Broxton. You know, the Cardinals were willing to take on a good amount of salary to not give up too many prospects. But, you know, I think the importance of those guys, you look at how Mike Matheny has kind of set up his bullpen this year. It's been somewhat formulaic. You see Kevin Seegers and Seth Maness usually used as setup guys ahead of Trevor Rosenthal. You know, we talked about how many close, low-scoring games this team has played. That's put a lot of burden on those three guys. And you look, you know, at the time we're talking right now, Seegers and Maness lead the NL with 55 appearances apiece. And Now, that's just a rate that the Cardinals know they can't keep up if they want those guys effective into September and then certainly throughout October. So by adding a Broxton, by adding a Cishek, it gives Mike Matheny more late-inning options, and not just options, but ones that he trusts. And I think when you looked at kind of how he was using his bullpen before, it was clear that some of the young arms who are performing quite well up here, he was not ready to necessarily throw them into those high-leverage situations. Now he has four guys to choose from as a bridge to Trevor Rosenthal, and the importance of that is me getting Maness and Segura the necessary rest that they need.
Well, Jen, thank you very much. Hope you have a pleasant week. For Jen Langosch, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals edition.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.